テスティング、ワン、ツー、ワン、ツー。あ、ホトゲカカシっていう名前。あ、今、ニュージャージーにいます。俺は、アメリカのコスプレコンベンションにいます。今日のコンベンションの名前は、女コンです。女で、女です。いいね。いっちゃいっちゃパラダイスの大好き。今日は、イタチちゃんと、俺の、セクシーの術います。さくらちゃんもいるけどサスケはいない。でも楽しい。今日はちょっと雨です。じゃあ東京と日本の皆さん、アメリカで来てください。それではじゃあね、バイバイ。 Here we are at Ona Fest and I'm Hatake Kakashi and I'm here with my SNJ Hatake Kakashi.
How's the con so far?
Oh, the con? For a small con, it's pretty cool. Even this small of a conThere was glomping already, so, wow.
But it's not as bad as glomping as, say, Anheuser-Busch.
No. That was like 72 hours of pain, you know, bad flashbacks. No, not good. Must train harder.
So where'd you get the contacts?
From 9mmfx.com. They're in...this far away part of Konoha called, it was Oregon. They were in Oregon.
Oregon?
Yeah, and they're really cool because they hand paint people's eyeballs and stuff.
Do you get a lot of attention as sexy
OG2 Kaka? Sometimes. I don't think people really understand what I am unless I'm walking around with the male version over here.
And then they kind of get it?
Well, when they do, they're like, oh my god, that's so cool, I want to do it.
That's How about was Otakon?
It was okay, it was actually kind of big.A little overwhelming. Like, Ona is kind of cool because you can actually see everyone and kind of talk to them. When you're at Otakon, it's kind of like there's too much going on that I can't really concentrate on anything.
Yeah. You guys could tell the story of how you met.
Oh, he'll tell the story.
Well, one day. It was, what day was that anyway? Yeah, well, it was one of those weekends in Jersey. In June.
End of June.
So this was Anime Next, and I had been conned into, no, enticed to do this because it all started in Boston where they were like, hey, try dressing up like Kakashi because I'm going to eBay my costume and I don't want to. So I did it. Reactions were nice. A concoction brewed up for us to do a glomping project, which can be seen at Chaotic Unicorn. They dragged me I voluntarily went to Anime Next and did a couple of... we were doing film and footage and stuff, and I was just about to leave because I wanted to leave because the hugging and the glomping was hurting, and if you saw the video, that last tackle was painful. So I really wanted to get out of the costume and really want to go home. You get stuck with a panel event, I think she stops.
Full Metal
Alchemist, I believe it was. Damn that show. So she stopped and looked at it, and then so I'm hanging around, and then...we noticed a ninja. It was actually an Anbu, I guess. I didn't even know what it was, seriously. I didn't know the series. Yeah.
Did anyone watch the show yet?
No, they just forced him to.
They were getting glomped all day.
I did not know my character until literally 4 hours after that event because I went to finally watch the DVDs. So, you know, here comes an Anbu and, you know, all like, you know, can I take a picture of you or something? What was it?
I asked you if you could take a picture of him. And then he was like, yeah, you can take a picture of me. So I did. And then goes, can I get a picture of you guys together? So I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Because at that time, that was my first time cosplaying. I didn't really want to make any contact with any strange cosplayers. So like, I felt kind of weird. But so if she didn't ask me, I wouldn't have asked. But when she did, then, you know, I was like,
and,
whatever.
You know, and I was kind of, like, I was kind of like, hey, that's that Anbu, that ninja chick from before that looked kind of cool. Like, I noticed once, but I don't know, but I noticed once, and it was like, cool, you know, and then, you know, there she was flaunting her kunai, and it was all bigger than mine's. And I was just like,
that was our first conversation.
You know, she was like, you know, my kunai is bigger than yours, and I was like, fine, whatever. And like, I kind of pouted, walked away, and that was it, actually. And then,
At the con,
that was it.
And never again.
Yeah, so a week later, I was like, dude, I want all these pictures that they took because, you know, if I'm never going to do this again, which it's a couple of months later and I'm still in the costume. Crap. I went to the forum and I was like, you know, has anybody seen this Kakashi? I didn't say me. I was just like, you know, well, yeah. I was,
some people were like, do you have any pictures of me? And I guess he didn't want to be that straightforward. Yeah. So he acted like he was someone else.
Like, I saw this ninja. He was cool. Did you see this guy? And I had a picture that I hadn't put it up. And then some person comes up and it was me and the Anbu together in the picture. And I was like, and she's like, oh, I'm not the Kakashi. And I'm like, duh, because I am. And I'm like,
so. Well, you just made it sound like you weren't him. So I was like, that's not me, but I am the girl in the picture.
And so we started talking from there. And it was just
and then he PM'd me like something.
Oh, yeah. What did I PM you?
PM'd me something like, oh, that Kakashi is actually me. I just didn't want anyone to know. So I wrote that it wasn't me. And he's like, well, here's my screen name. And he gave it to me. And then he was like, to prove that it's me, I said that something like your kanai was bigger than mine or something. And like, you know, just so you know that I'm not some stranger just kind of stalking you. So then that went to that, and like I was still debating, and that's how it all started.
What the hell am I doing? Because I said, you know, con people freak me out. But that's not true. I mean, they're all nice. But I was just kind of like, you know, oh my god, right? But
what's it?
So, you know, we talked, and then like, you know, phone, and you know, the gradual build up. And I was just like, wow, these people are normal. And actually, apparently, we were both kind of thrown into it at the same way. Like, we weren't like, well, let's go to a con. So it was just kind of like, cool, you know. And then and then there we go. And then from there, it just built and built.
And then at Otakon,
it was like, official. Yeah. And that's the story.
Where'd you get your
wigs?
Just gave it to me because I'm cheap.
I see. Where'd you get your wigs?
I actually got mine from this lady who had this custom wig shop in New Orleans. So yeah, I like called her up through like my cell phone and just asked her to make it. I gave her a picture, and then like a month later she sent me the wig.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so it was custom made.
Yeah, that's sweet. So you've only really done that Anbu costume?
Well, I did the Anbu costume once, and that was the end of that because it fell apart. So like I had to put it together, and maybe I'll wear it again some other time.
Duh. 俺はもう忍者コンサルタントのポッドキャストも聞いてます。あのウェブサイトはあの www.ninjaconsultant.com 来てください。よろしく。